Unbelievable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. It is so much cooler online, and it's so much cooler when Tasca King is in the house to talk to us about ADX Digital. Good morning, Tasca.
Good morning.
Great to see you. How are you doing? She had a vacation.
I was on vacation.
Which is so nice that you're back.
It was wonderful.
Looking a little refreshed.
Yes, I'm ready to go. You know, I will say I went on one of those vacations where I got to disconnect, so I didn't see many ads.
Right, there you go.
But we're back. I'm back and seeing thousands of ads every day, just like I'm supposed to.
There you go. All right, girlfriend, you go. So tell me what's going on with ADX Digital. You said you had a couple things you wanted to talk about this morning.
What I wanted to talk about today are digital phrases, digital buzzwords, things that you may hear connected with the digital marketing world, but don't really know what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought we would do a deeper dive into what are these phrases and what do they mean to you whether you're advertising, whether you are an advertiser, or whether you are a consumer seeing an ad.
There's so many changes. The technology is changing so quickly.
And constantly.
The words are changing, and what meant something 2 months ago means something different today. So I love this topic.
Right.
And if you're listening and you might have a question about it, text it in at 850-437-1620. I want to hear these buzzwords.
Okay. Well, the first one I want to talk about it's not really new, but it's getting more and more traction in our world.
Mm-hmm.
And that is zero-click marketing. What is zero-click marketing? Well, you know when you search something on your phone and it pops up, like if it's a place of business, and it immediately gives you directions, call the options to do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So where you get the number, you're not actually clicking on an ad, but you're getting the information you need immediately. So zero-click marketing is optimizing the content for a search result with AI snippets. And that information is available without the user having to click on an ad and go to a website. You go straight to that phone number. You go straight to those directions.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Is that fairly new?
It's not really new, but it's getting more and more, I don't know.
Commonplace, maybe?
Commonplace. It's definitely more and more commonplace because it used to be you would key in, you know, a business name and immediately go to that website.
Right.
Well, now you have the option to go to the website, or you can immediately make a phone call to the business. And the reason that it's more prominent in what we do here is it does affect reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Because if an ad's not clicked on, you know, it's not going to, even though the search did result in you finding that the business and finding what you need, but you didn't click on an ad to get what you need.
And
you
know so much of it's determined by clicks, right?
Yeah. So that just goes to show that when you're doing a campaign, clicks are important, but clicks are not everything.
Mm-hmm.
They are important. It's easy to track clicks. It's not easy to track when somebody keyed in your business name and then hit that call, immediately called. And you know what? I'm guilty of doing that. I do that all the time.
Me too.
If I need to call a business and they're not saved in my phone, I'm going to, you know, do the voice search and pull it up and click a button and I'm talking to who I need to talk to. So just be aware that zero-click marketing is growing. And it's a really good thing for you and your business, but you might not see a whole lot of it. I mean, you're not going to see all of the activity that you get on reports because there's more activity that doesn't get reported. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay.
It really does.
Okay, let's talk about ad fatigue. Okay?
I think I know what that means.
Okay.
I think I know what that means, but go ahead.
Okay. Ad fatigue occurs when users become less and less responsive to an ad due to overexposure. So that's why it's important to keep your creative fresh. Change it out. You don't want the same thing running for months and months at a time. You want to refresh it. You want to update that creative regularly, even if it's little bitty small changes.
Something to make it current so right. that it attracts someone to click
exactly.
on it.
Exactly. You know, just change the graphic behind the ad. You don't have to change the content, the information in the ad. Just change the graphic behind the ad so that it looks different and will be more appealing to someone who's already seen your ad 3 or 4 times and not done anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, we do utilize conversion tags and, it's away from my brain. But in other words, when somebody clicks on your ad and does something, we stop showing them ads all the time.
Oh, okay.
And then we also, I'm sorry, the term is out of my brain, but we're not going to continue to show someone ads over and over and over and over and over and they don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once they've seen your ad, frequency caps. Frequency caps is what it's called.
Got it. Okay.
We're not going to continue to show someone your ad and they not do anything. Once we've shown their ad 20, 25 times, if they've not done anything by that point, we're going to move on and try to find somebody that's going to be responsive.
Mm-hmm. And that makes perfect sense.
So that is why ad fatigue is very important to pay attention that we don't have ad fatigue. And a lot of times when I see a long-term client's numbers start to shrink a little bit, I'm going to call that client and say, hey, let's do a new ad.
Let's
freshen up your creative.
Very smart. And what was the conversion you said? You mentioned
conversion tags.
What is that?
That is when somebody's converted, and mm-hmm. what that means is they've clicked on your ad, and they've either scheduled an appointment or they've made a phone call that we know that we can track. Once they do that, we're not going to continue to bombard them with ads because you've got them.
They are a winner.
Right. You've got them at that point. Let's go find you some more people like them.
Perfect. Okay. I just wanted to understand that. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Machine learning. You've heard me mention machine learning mm-hmm. when we're talking about AI. And, of course, AI is...
Machine.
I'm just kidding. Artificial intelligence. Okay. So, machine learning is a type of artificial intelligence where computers learn from data and get smarter by enabling advertising, and that continues to improve over time.
Okay.
So your computer, which is connected to your phone, which is connected to your television, most likely, and possibly your tablets, we connect all of those together, so you should be seeing the same ads on all four.
Mm-hmm. It's okay? True. Yeah.
Except for the TV, you're only seeing video ads on the TV.
Mm-hmm.
But you want... All those machines to work together to know what you're interested in, what you're searching for, what websites you're looking at that you have interest in, all of that. So they all work together with that machine learning so that you're seeing ads that are relevant to you and what your interests are. I mean, you know, let's face it. Who wants to see ads on something you have absolutely no interest in?
Well, it's a waste of time for you and the consumer,
right.
So...
If someone showed me an ad about hunting, they've just wasted an ad on me.
Well, and
I'm not a hunter.
Right, right. And I don't really need anything for baby food.
Exactly.
Right. All right.
Exactly.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Tasca King with ADX Digital. If you've got a question, it's the Pep Talk Show at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Tasca King is here with us talking about ADX Digital. I was saying to her during the break, I feel like there's just so much I have to learn. Mm-hmm. And I really do try to keep up with it. But as a small business owner or somebody with a business, it's a lot.
It is a lot.
And you guys are so on top of it and have so many great campaigns that you can offer someone mm-hmm. that could really make a difference.
And that's what we do. I mean, we're here to help you navigate through this digital world. And it's a constantly changing marketplace with digital, and you don't have to learn it all. We've learned it, and we can just, you know, take an hour or two of your time, introduce you to it, educate you, and then say, okay, here's what we can help you with, and take that off of your plate. Mm-hmm. Put it onto our plate, and we can handle it for you.
And that's huge because so many times small business owners, we have other things to do.
Yes.
So it's really hard to keep up with this. But then to be able to reach so specifically, that's what I love about what you talk about.
Oh, I do too. I mean, where else can you target so specifically with who your customer base is than digital. That's the only way that, that it's possible.
Okay, so you were talking to us about some of the language, some new phrases.
So let's talk a little bit about pixels.
Okay.
If you have met with us or if you've met with anyone about digital, then they've talked about tracking pixels. So what is that? A tracking pixel is a small piece of code on a website that gathers information about the visitors, such as what they are doing on the website. And what they're doing on the website is referred to as a conversion. Remember, we mentioned conversion tags a while ago.
Mm-hmm.
So what that means is they go to your website, then what are they doing? Are they just reading about your company? Are they looking at pricing on anything? Are they looking at possibly scheduling a meeting or scheduling an appointment for a service?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are they doing? You want to learn as much about that as you can, and the, and those tracking pixels help you see what they're doing on your website. You know, which of your web pages are they going to? Are they going to the contact page and not doing anything? Well, wait a minute. Well, if they got as far as the contact page and didn't contact you, there's got to be a reason why.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we try to utilize website retargeting all the time on our campaigns so that we can bring them back and hopefully get them back to that contact page or that set an appointment page and get them to do something more substantial than just browse.
Well, I guess I'm naive because I didn't realize that what I'm doing on these websites is actually being tracked.
Oh, yes.
Fascinating.
Yes. Everything you do online is tracked.
It's
one way or another. One way or another. Okay, the next thing is Google Analytics. And what is a Google Analytics event? This is kind of on the same subject.
Mm-hmm.
Google Analytics event is a measurable interaction on a website. So an example would be if they click on a link that's either from your website to another website,
mm-hmm.
or if they click on a link in an article to get to your website. That's an event. Downloading information from your website that they want to learn more about. Scrolling through your website. Clicking to a different page and watching a video.
Huh, okay. So each one of these things can be monitored and then counted.
Every little thing. Yes, exactly. So that all shows up in a business's Google Analytics report. So every business should be able to, you are able to, if you've got an active website, you've got a Google Analytics on the back of your website, and it's good to make yourself familiar with that.
Is there a fee for someone to access that information? Do you know, for Google?
I don't think so.
Wow. You should be doing that almost every day then.
You should be. Or at least,
to find out if your website's
effective.
At least
once a week or once a month, depending on how much web traffic you have.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Excuse me. Another thing you might hear one of us talk about in a meeting is the ad exchange. Well, what's an ad exchange? So obviously, you know, here at ADX, we're not a really huge company.
Mm-hmm.
We have 30 people here, and very few people work really late at night. However, the internet is 24/7. Your digital marketing campaign is 24/7. It's not that we're trying to just run ads in the middle of the night. No, if your target prospect is up in the middle of the night and they're online, then they might see an ad. But we're not just going to willy-nilly show ads in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on the person you're trying to reach and when they are online. That being said, there are still companies that have to be ready to serve those ads when those people are online.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the ad exchanges.
Okay.
Now, there's two types of ad exchanges. There's a demand-side platform, or DSP. You may have heard that. What is that called? Anagram?
Now you did it.
Anyway, DSP allows ad buyers to manage, purchase, and optimize programmatic inventory with the ad exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's the people who know what your business's target is, and they are constantly online looking for the person that is your target so they can send them your ad. I mean, and it's all done very quickly. And a lot of it is done organically through the machine learning.
Mm-hmm.
But there still are people that work at these ad exchanges that have to constantly be making sure that all of these ads are going where they're supposed to go.
And it's just very smart. You're not wasting your time in areas or on sites that you don't want to be there.
Right. And let's face it, as wonderful as computers are, they can't do it without us behind them.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, humans, we have to be saying, hey, this computer is you know, the everything within the system, the ads are going to the right place. Or, wait a minute, what if the ads are not going to the right place? We've got to fix that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you've got the demand side platform, and then you've got a supply side platform. And that allows publishers, so these are the people that have the websites, to manage and sell their advertising inventory. So if you're looking at a website, if like you own, hypothetically, CNN.com,
mm-hmm.
and you see ads on CNN.com, that's because the people that own CNN.com have gone to the supply side and said, hey, I would like to sell some of my inventory because I don't have time to sell my inventory. We're too busy putting the news on the mm-hmm. on the site to worry about selling the inventory. So you sell the inventory, and we'll put the ad, and we'll, you know, plug all the ads in.
Okay, well, we're going to stop with that just for now. We've got a quick break to go to. You're listening to Pep Talk, talking about ADX Digital with Tasca King. Got a question about all of this because we're learning a lot. I hope you're all taking notes. 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Good morning. We're here talking with Tasca King about ADX Digital. I am learning so much today. I feel like I'm going to be a graduate. I'm going to get a degree in this. It's
all
awesome.
Right. There's going to be a pop quiz.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Okay. We have one more thing to talk about, and then we'll do the pop quiz. How's that?
Uh-oh. I wasn't taking notes.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a FAST platform?
No, I have not.
Okay.
I can tell you of other things that I heard that are FAST.
Well, FAST is an acronym, which is what I was the word I was trying to find while ago.
It's acronym. An acronym. I couldn't think of it.
Yeah,
okay, acronym.
It's an acronym.
Yes.
FAST. FAST is free ad-supported streaming television.
Okay.
Okay.
That works.
So you've heard me talk about OTT and how we can run ads within the streaming programming. It's your like a regular video commercial ad, TV commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, this is the ads that are going to run on your connected televisions. And they are within the ad-supported subscriptions. So the difference here is if you've got Hulu's a good example.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy several different levels of your Hulu subscription. One of them is ad-supported.
Right.
And it's not free to you, but you're still paying, you know, something for it.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are completely free, mm-hmm. as long as you will look at the ads, such as Pluto TV and Tubi. If you're okay with not with seeing ads, then those particular streamers are completely free. So that's where the free ad-supported streaming television. And then there are some ad-supported that are not free, but it's at a reduced price,
mm-hmm.
like the entry-level Hulu plan. I think they're getting ready to come out with a entry-level Netflix plan.
I heard that, yeah.
We don't sell Netflix,
mm-hmm.
and we don't sell Hulu, because even the entry-level with the ad-supported is very expensive. But with a lot of other ones, we do have access.
Well, you are
so we have it with Prime.
I was going to say, you are connected to Amazon Prime.
We have it with Prime. We're on Paramount Plus, mm-hmm. and quite a few other ones. So that's what FAST is. That's running your ads on the free or low-cost ad-supported options for streaming.
All right,
okay.
We're out of time. So if someone wants to get in touch with you, what do they need to do?
They need to call 262-6000 and ask for Jeff Wayne, and he'll connect you with one of our experts.
And if you didn't take good notes this morning, you can always hear a rebroadcast of today's show on our website, newsradio923.com.